In 1 Corinthians 13, verse 8, we are told that tongues, prophecy, and knowledge will cease at some point in time. And after they cease, 1 Corinthians 13, verse 13 says that faith, hope, and love will remain. We know that love is eternal, but our faith and hope are both fulfilled and come to their conclusion when Jesus returns, as the following shows. Regarding faith, Hebrews 11 verse 1 tells us that faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. And 2 Corinthians 5 verse 7 says that we live by faith, not by sight. So when we see Jesus, our faith will give way to sight. 1 Peter 1 9 says, you are receiving the goal of your faith, the salvation of your souls. Thayer's dictionary defines goal as the termination, the limit at which a thing ceases to be. So when Jesus returns to bring our salvation, our faith will have reached its goal and terminate. The AMP says you receive the result, the outcome, the consummation of your faith. And the King James says receiving the end of your faith. So it's clear that our faith reaches its conclusion when Jesus returns. Regarding hope, Titus 2:13 tells us that we are waiting for Jesus, our blessed hope. And Romans 8:24 says, hope that is seen is no hope at all. Who hopes for what he already has? So when we see Jesus, our hope will be realized and come to its conclusion. From this, we can see that faith and hope will only remain until Jesus returns, but love will continue eternally, as 1 Corinthians 13:8 says. So tongues, prophecy, and knowledge are the first to cease, leaving faith and hope remaining, and they will both conclude when Jesus returns. This shows that tongues, prophecy, and knowledge cease before Jesus returns and brings faith and hope to their conclusion. It's not possible for tongues, prophecy, and knowledge to remain alongside faith and hope, as this would contradict Scripture, which says that faith and hope remain after tongues, prophecy, and knowledge have ceased. The word now, beginning 1 Corinthians 13, verse 13, is not the now of time, but the now of logic or argument, and is better translated as but. See this in the VWS and JFB commentaries. This means that the passage is saying that tongues, prophecy, and knowledge would cease at some point in time, but faith, hope, and love would remain. Some say that faith and hope will continue eternally, but their biblical descriptions, as shown above, make it abundantly clear that they will be consummated and terminate when Jesus returns. A simplified explanation is, first, tongues, prophecy, and knowledge cease, leaving faith, hope, and love remaining. Next, faith and hope cease when Jesus returns. Therefore, tongues, prophecy, and knowledge cease before Jesus returns. The aim of this article is simply to show that tongues, prophecy, and knowledge were targeted to cease before Jesus returns. To keep things short, the timing of cessation has not been examined. However, I believe that a close look at 1 Corinthians 13, verses 8 to 13, shows that they ceased in the first century. An in-depth look at this can be found in the following links to free books on the subject. Amen.